Fourth week, fourth day, the great discovery. We are told that the only way to find God is through meditation and prayer. But there is a greater discovery which, when truly understood, makes you master over all circumstances. And it is this: God is everywhere. That means he is in the without just as surely as he is in the within. Since I have come to a true understanding of this revelation, I give much more of my time to putting in order the apparent disorders of outer circumstances. This does not mean that I give less time to prayer. It means that I pray so as to gain spiritual insight to see through outer appearances of evil and discord into the heart of things. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, because he gave precedence to the essential order of the universe and thereby gave it authority to manifest in the name of our Maker. Jesus spoke with perfect truth because he saw to the core, or reality, in every situation, and reality is perfect, immutable, and creative. One does not have to read all the daily newspapers in order to find the news of the week. He may see it condensed in a newsreel theater, or read it on a few pages of a weekly magazine. And it is not only in daily meditation and prayer that one discovers God's unfolding plan. The prayer of the week is cast upon the vital events unfolding continually about us. So, find God in the routine of life. Greet each day with expectancy and wonder, like a little child. Move courageously into the main streams of life. Appreciate all the earnest efforts of other persons. Lend them your support to establish God's purposes, and believe in the real love which motivates even their crudest attempts to give aid and comfort. See every other human being as a divine instrument, and accept all of the events of your life with a radiant certainty that God is in them. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 139, verses 8 through 10. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me,